Yeah, clearly, COSATU's resolution is right on the spot because this man was a worker. He was arrested on the May Day in Swaziland. The charge was for him having been seen wearing a Pudemo T-shirt, and therefore it was clear violation of the workers' rights on all forms. And I expect the International Labour Organization to take this very seriously.
Well, but to the government side, Pudemo is banned, so one will take a caution in order to incent violence or to incense people with that gesture. What do you make of that?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, that is absolute nonsense. Even the banning of Pudemo itself, it is a violation of the right to express, the right to associate. That suppression of Terrorism Act of 2008 by the government is real violation itself. However, if Sipho Jele had committed an offense, he should have been charged and present himself in a court of law. But what happened, he was taken from the commemoration center, sent to prison, and at the prison, that is where he died, at the hands of the security forces. Really, I think I fail even to think what kind of government we have.
But supporters of the government said Sipho Jele committed suicide whilst he was in prison.
Yes, thank you. That is what they said. In most cases, it is difficult for us to prove otherwise. Many people, many activists, liberation movement members, or in the yesteryear South Africa, are said to have fallen from the top floor of a 10th floor building. Many have hanged themselves. Many have drunk poisons. The same thing happened here again. Now, Sipho, in 2006, was charged for having been involved in the bomb case, which was a very serious case. If he did not hang himself then, I don't think he would have hanged himself for a case that would bring sent to prison for no more than 3 years.
So what is Pudemo's reaction to this? Have you asked for an independent inquiry?
Yes, there has been an independent autopsy that was done on the 14th, Friday the 14th, and there again the government pathologist was also there. I wish to add that indeed we are now going to court challenging the suppression of Terrorism Act 2008, and I believe Pudemo is not a terrorist organization, and we will succeed in that case.
So what was the outcome of the autopsy? When do you expect the results to be released?
Yeah, we will only know of the results of the autopsy towards the end of this week. But let me once again say that I myself have been in almost the major prisons in Swaziland, and I have seen that the ceiling on top is concrete, and I cannot understand, I cannot believe that there was an instrument inside prison from which Sipho could hang himself. We in Pudemo believe that Sipho was murdered and placed inside the prison. no matter what comes out of the autopsy, we believe Sipho was murdered. He was a humble person. He was a quiet-paced person, but he was a very strong-willed activist.